Shus Marina Rav Shlita, Ani Le Dodi Ve Dodi Li, Rosh Hashanah Elo. We're now in this auspicious month leading to Yom Hadin. And Rav Gantfried of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does bring down a number of sources from the Bach, from Avodrom, from the Gro, of various verses which have the Rosh Hashanah, the acronym of Elo. And you've got some of those in front of you. That's talking about Orei Miklot, when there's been an accidental death, or we won't say accidental death, or accidental murder. And there, if a man did not lie in wait, but Hashem caused it to come to hand, then I will appoint you a place where he may flee. The Torah is a refuge. So this is an allusion to Elul, that we should increase our learning of Torah in preparation for Yom Hadin. Another example of Rosh Hashanah Elul, in Devarim Lamed, Pasuk Vav, Umol Hashem Es Levavacho Es Levav Zarecho. Rosh Hashanah of Es Levavacho Es Levav is Elul. And there, of course, we're talking about Teshuvah, repentance. Then we have another Pasuk, Ish L'Rei Ehu, Umatonos Levyonim, from Megillas Esther, Rosh Hashanah Elul, and this hints to us the idea of Gemilus Chasodim, being nice to others, giving tzedakah. Again, very appropriate concept for Elul. Then there's another pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Hei, Pasuk Zayin, Echod L'Chasos V'Echod L'Olot, which is obviously talking about atonement, kapara. And of course, in our L'David Hashem Eri V'Yishi, we say Lulei Hermanti Liros B'Tzuv Hashem Be'Eretz Chayim. There it's talking about Teshuvah. The Balaturim brings this down in Devarim Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav. Had I not believed in beholding the goodness of Hashem in the land of life, this is the idea of reverence of Hashem in the month of Elul. So we've got here quite a string of pasukim, all pointing at the ideas, as in fact Rav Gantfried says, to teshuvah, to tefillah, and to tzedakah. In fact, what about Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li? As Henry just asked me, well, so what? What's this idea? I am for my beloved is for me. Yeah, but what's the musa here for Elul? Rav Gantfried says that this is alluding to tefillah, to prayer. But I've got a bit of a problem with that, because Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li implies a two-way street. When you're davening, it feels like one way, although Hashem, of course, should hopefully respond. But is that really the only concept which comes out from Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li? Now, it's very common if you go into an Israeli jewellery shop and you want to buy a nice wedding anniversary present for your wife, you will find some jewellery where you get an amulet or something for a necklace where it's engraved Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, and it's very nice, you give it to your wife. I love you, you love me. I buy you flowers for Shabbos, you pick up my dirty socks. Yeah, it's lovely, very romantic. So we got here a pasuk which talks about the idea of love, and it comes from Shir HaShirim, chapter 12, which is all about love, and it's metaphoric. Our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to love between people, and so on and so forth. But what on earth has this got to do with Elul and with Teshuvah? What has it got to do with the concept of preparing ourselves for Yom Hadin? It's all very nice and romantic, but what is the message of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li? The Rav Blum of the, he writes the Sefer Torah L'Das, he attempts an answer by referring to Malachi, who gives very strong tochocha, telling off for the first two chapters, and he starts it off with Ohavti Eschem Omar Hashem. Hashem says, I love you. And what is Hashem saying? Look, here is the tochocha, but the tochocha is given out of love. I'm not telling you off just in order to raise my ego. The idea of tochocha is to improve you, but it's done out of love in order to help you. So one shows rebuke, proper rebuke, with love. Fine. That is his explanation. But it still doesn't give one enough of what I call the two-way street. Okay, so we're getting a telling off with love. Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. In the United States and the United Kingdom, they claim a special relationship, whatever that means. Yeah, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. And obviously we know that we have a special relationship, Klal Yisrael, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, what is this idea of Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li? So I'm bringing a number of Pesukim, and you've got a handout in front of you, where we list a number of, well, the first four of those are actual Pesukim, and where we find this idea of this special relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first example, and the first four I'm giving you, are all from the Kli Yakar, kindly referred to me by my son-in-law, Nasanel. And the first example is Shmos Yud Beis, Pasuk Zayin, is V'nosati al Shatei HaMezuzos V'al HaMashkas. That the blood for the Korban Pesach, which we smear in Eretz Mitzrayim on the doorposts, so we smear it on the doorpost and on the lintel. But when Moshe Rabbeinu puts this plan into action, then you got in the left-hand column, V'igartem el ha-mashkof el shtei ha-mezuzos. He switches the order. I've got the Chumash here in case anybody wants to challenge anything, but that should be enough for our purposes for the moment. The order is switched. Why is the order switched? Says the Kli Yakar, when Hashem gives the mitzvah, he wants to give credit to Klal Yisrael. So he talks about the mezuzahs, which are lower down than the mashkof, than the lintel. We are in the lower world. And he's also alluding, he says, to the others, that the mezuzahs are referred to first because of the lower world, and he wants to give credit to Klal Yisrael. And then he then mentions the mashkof, which refers to the upper world, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Rabbeinu wants to give credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. He wants to cover the Hashem. So when Moshe Rabbeinu puts the plan into action, he says to Klal Yisrael, the mashkof, the lintel, and then refer to the shtei mezuzos, which is Klal Yisrael, because he wants to put Hashem first. A similar idea we get in the parsha of Vayakhel, Shmos Lamud. You get the Meleches HaMishkon, the first example on the right-hand column is Kisiso, where we refer to the Meleches HaMishkon, and the left-hand column is talking about Vayakhel. So in the first one, where Hashem is talking, he talks about the Mishkon, and then he talks about Shabbos. Why? Because Hashem wants to give credit to Klal Yisrael, who are serving him with the Mishkon. We are dedicating ourselves with Islavos and with eagerness. So therefore, Hashem puts the Mishkon first, and then says, by the way, there is a link between the Mishkon and Shabbos, relating to the Lamed Tes Melachos. I mentioned then Shabbos as well. Shabbos is, Hashem is saying, is for me, but the Mishkon is you, and Hashem wants to give us the credit. But in our love and devotion for Hashem Yisparach, Moshe Rabbeinu changes it round in Parshas Vayakhel. Yisrael Meisiv L'Hashem, as I write here. Sheish Yisyomim Tel Semelocho. We want to give cover to Hashem first. Shabbos represents Hashem, His creation of the world. So we give Hashem the credit. And then we talk about Meleches HaMishkon. So what do we see coming from these examples? Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. When you feel for your loved one, you want to put your loved one first. So Hashem puts us first, as Klal Yisrael, but we put Him first. And then again, we come to another example in Parshas Chukas, Aseh L'Chosorov. B'nai Yisrael were rebelling. They complained against Hashem and against Moshe. The two. So the Kli Yakar notes that when Hashem tells us to make a sorof, to do teshuva, this is the burnt form of snake, which we will look at and be atoned for, then what happens is, it says, Vayas Moshe Nechash Nechoshes. It doesn't say sorof. Why? It says the Kli Yakar, when you talk Lashon Hara about a person, you are burning their reputation. And that is alluded to by the Sorof, because Hashem wants to give covered to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem is saying, don't worry about me, my covered is Mochel. I don't really care. If the Bnei Yisrael want to speak against me, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chelki Shorei V'Mochel, What they did to you, I want them to do something. Moshe Omar Behefach, and Moshe says the opposite. He says, no, Chelki Mochel, I'm Mochel, what's happened to me. But I want the cover to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, Vayas Moshe Nechash Nechoshes, to allude to the first snake at the story of Adam and Chava. The snake which spoke against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, oh, don't listen to him, listen to me. Nechash Nechoshes, like a double expression of Nochosh, to allude to that snake, because Moshe wants to give cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to atone for what happened, that the Nochosh spoke against Hashem, so we were rebelling against Hashem, and therefore that the snake which is looked at by Klal Yisrael is Nechash Nechoshes. And the fourth example of the Kli Yakor is in Parshas Matos, Mekonik Mas B'nei Yisrael, that after the tragedy with Midian, who allured us and led us astray, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I now want to avenge for Klal Yisrael what Midian did. But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't do that. It's almost like a contradiction in the verse, because then when you look a little further on, just one sentence later, it says, L'seis nikmas Hashem b'Midian. Moshe says nothing about avenging Klal Yisrael. He wants to avenge the honor of Hashem because of what Midian did against Hashem. Ani l'dodi, v'dodi li. Four examples from the Kli Yakor. There may be more, but I haven't yet come across them. An amazing idea. We get then this showing of love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the Kli Yakor writes in Parshas Bo on this idea of the doorpost and the mashkuf, Moshe Hofach Haseda. He changed the order. And he says, you know, Hashem says, Shuvah Elai Techilo, Lachkach Shuvah Aleichem in Malachi. Hashem says, come do teshuva to me, return to me, and I will come back to you. Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. But what do we say, Hashem? We say to Hashem, well, we need your help. We haven't got the koyach. We haven't got the strength. So what do? We say, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho. Please, Hashem, you return to us. And then it says, V'noshuva. And then we return to you. Because we need Hashem's help. Ani L'dodi, V'dodi Li. An interesting pattern. Kedushas Levi, Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev, brings this idea out in a very interesting way on the subject of Pesach. He says, Hashem, when he talks about the Yom Tov of Pesach, he calls it Chag HaMatzos. We all the time talk about Pesach, in colloquially. Do we ever talk about Chag HaMatzos is coming? Never. We talk about Pesach. Hashem talks about Chag HaMatzos. So you've got here, from Pashas Emo, the name Chag HaMatzos on your handout, Vayikra Perek Gaf Gimel Posuk Vav. But what happened when it came to the Makas Becharos and Hashem jumped over the doorpost, Asher Posach, which is in Shemos Yud Beis Chof Zayin? We want to give credit to Hashem because he jumped over the houses and saved us from Makas Becharos, so we call it Pesach because he was doing the Pesach, the jumping over. But Hashem wants to give credit to Klal Yisrael, because when he told us to leave Mitzrayim, he said, come on, you've got to get out of here. We went with a rush for his slavos to do the Ratzon Hashem. Even before making sandwiches for the journey, we were going into a midbar. Zachati loch chesed reich lech teich acharei ba midbar be'eretz lo zeruah. We were going to a place where there was no crop growing, there was no food, and yet nevertheless we just went with our emunah for Hashem and rushing, and Hashem gives us the credit by calling it Chag HaMatzos, because all we had was this unbaked dough which did not have enough time to rise on our shoulders, and we rushed out. And with that Islavos, Hashem wants to give us credit. So Hashem says Chag HaMatzos. We say Pesach. Ani L'dodi, V'dodi Li. The Meshech Chochma, interestingly, talks about the mitzvah of shofar. where it says Zichra and Sura, Yilachem Zichra and Sura. Oh, I've put in my handout Mikam Chay Israel first, but let's look at just Shofar for the moment, because we'll spend a bit more time on Tefillin. We blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah because Hashem tells us to. It's not a typical mitzvah saseh, says the Meshech Chochmah. He says it's more than that. It's to give us a benefit. It's to give us a ticket, a free bus pass. Because when we blow the shofar, Hashem gets up from his kisei din of strict justice to his kisei rachamim, to his seat of mercy. And by doing so, we are saved, and Klal Yisrael get a good ticket from Rosh Hashanah and from Yom Kippur. So we blow the shofar as a segula for ourselves. So Hashem says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar. We blow the shofar. But what did Chazal do when it came to Shabbos? Chazal waved their finger and they said, No, we're not having shofar today. We're worried that somebody might break Shabbos. We're worried that somebody might carry in the street. We've dealt this in detail in previous shiurim. So we are worried about Kavod Shamayim because of Shabbos. Shabbos is to honor Hashem. Hashem is worried about us. So he gives us the shofar that we get as a chus, like the Akedah, in order that we can come out of Yom HaDin easily. So Hashem is worrying about us, so he gives us shofar, and we're worried about him, so we keep Shabbos, and Shabbos overrides shofar. Ani l'dodi, v'dodi li. It's like he says, an akedah ruchnis, that we are in a way sacrificing something of ourselves in order to protect Shabbos. We are worried about Hashem's Shabbos, so we are doing like what Yitzchok did at the Akedah on being prepared to sacrifice himself, because we like sacrificing ourselves. But Ostrov Tzareba said, it's a matter of life and death here. If Hashem is not getting up from his Kisei Din to his Kisei Rachamim on Rosh Hashanah, then all our lives are at stake. What are we going to do? But Hashem sees how willing we are to keep the Shabbos and to honor him, and to keep to Divrei Chazal, and by the merit of keeping to Divrei Chazal, he gives us the same zechus as Yitzchak Avinu in the Akedah, and he saves us. It's an amazing idea. Ani l'dodi, v'dodi li. Now the other example on your handout is referring to Tefillin. The Gemara in Brachos Staf Vav says, how do we know that Hashem lays Tefillin? Alright, it's metaphoric, because Hashem is not a physical being and he hasn't got arms, but Hashem, it says, lays tefillin. He has in it the parshias, not our parshias. Our parshias are Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We glorify Hashem. But he writes, who is like your people Israel? He gives credit to Klal Yisrael, who are the only ones of their style whom he cherishes so deeply. And in his love for Klal Yisrael, he writes in his tefillin his praise for Am Yisrael. What greater example is there than that? Ani l'dodi, v'dodi li. And we don't just have one parsha in our tefillin. We have four. Of course, we've got Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Then we've got Vohoyom Shemoa. We've got Kaddish Liko Bechar and Vohoyom Kiviyacho. Says in the Nesivos, an amazing piece in his Sefer Nagadata, Emes Liakov, Rav Yaakov of Lisa. He says there on that Gemara in Baruchas Davov, he says the Shema refers to Achdus of Hashem, that he's one. Hashem Echad. That's Emunah. Termin Hashemayim. Vayom Shemoa is the Kabbalah of Omach Shemayim on every mitzvah of the Torah, because we say Vayom Shemoa Tishmu and we refer to all the mitzvahs of Hashem. And Kaddish Liko Bechar remembers Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvahs are Zecher of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Vayoki Viacho, which refers to the Makas Becharos, that Hashem is the master, that there were no intermediaries. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo sorof, ani hu v'lo acher, as we say in the Haggadah. That Hashem is just one. And the Maharsha writes that we tie our tefillin next to our brain and next to our heart. The tefillin shel yad is next to the heart, and the tefillah shel rosh is on the brain. That is the substance of our munah. The brain, the intellect, the heart, the emotion, based upon Shema, Vayim Shema, Kaddish Likah B'chor V'hoi Kiviyacho. All these ideas are the basis of our emunah. And when Hashem lays the tefillin, Kiviyachol, or whatever he's doing, why is Hashem laying the tefillin, he says in the Sivas? Because Hashem is trying to give us that koyach, to give us the ability to perform all these mitzvahs and to serve him. That Hashem doing this is an amazing philosophical idea. That the reason he says why Hashem is particularly doing this mitzvah, does Hashem keep all the mitzvahs? I mean, that Hashem is doing tefillin, why? To give us that koyach, to have that emunah of Shema Yisrael and Rayom Shema, etc. The most amazing idea, which ties in with what we said before. Hashemeinu Hashem Eilecho, Hashem give us the koyach, give us that strength, and then the noshuvo. Ani ledodi, ledodi li. Without his help, we can't manage. If Hashem doesn't help us fight the Eitz Hara and do the mitzvahs, we would not be able to cope. We wouldn't be able to do it. So he enables us to have the koyach to tie our tefillin by his laying his tefillin. He enables us to do our mitzvahs of emunah and following him and worshipping him because of the koyach that he gives to us. As we say in the pasuk, in Rosh Chanon, ki mi goy gadol ashelo elokim kerovim, and he says, "Umi goy gadol ashelo chukim u'mishpatim." For what great nation is there so close to him like Hashem our God, when we call on him? And what great nation has the laws that Hashem gives to you this day? So we're giving Hashem credit, but Hashem gives us the credit, ki mi goy gadol, that we are in his eyes a great people. Ani ledodi, ledodi li. And we say in Vezos HaBrocha, Ashrecha Yisrael, Nichamocha, Am Noshab Hashem. Happy are Israel, who is like a people saved by Hashem. Hashem is doing the saving of us. Am Noshab Hashem. He is giving us so that we can reflect and do something for him. It's an amazing idea which I found and developed upon in the words of Reb Mendel of Kotsk, the Kotzker Rebbe. He writes something amazing. And it's the very basis of emunah in Hashem. Because what do we generally do when we talk about emunah, and we've discussed this in the past, we talk about the wonders of creation, and we talk about the nisim, the great miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the whole reason why we're sitting on Seder night is to talk about Hashem's miracles, because on that we base our emunah. That is faith, that is our acceptance. But there is a strange thing about Kriyas Yamsuf. As soon as it's finished with the Shira, a couple of Pasukim later, you get Vayilonu. The people complain. What sort of wretched people are we that we've seen the greatest miracle of all history, of Kriyas Yamsuf, and then immediately we start moaning and complaining? What effect have had these miracles on us? The Kotzker Rebbe says that true faith doesn't really come from the miracles. There are a lot of people who believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, but they're breaking Shabbos. So what is it that gives us emunah? Is it really those miracles? Yeah, it's certainly a starting point, says the Kotzker Rebbe. It's an integral force. But does it continue sustainable with what is needed for us in our service of Hashem? It's really something more. And in fact, he refers to Pasuk in Tehillim. Kuflov, Pasuk Zayin. Avaseinu b'Mitzrayim lo hiskilu niflau secha. They didn't really get enough from your wonders. Lo zachru es rov chasodecha. They didn't remember your great kindnesses. V'yamru al b'yamsuf. They actually rebelled against you straight after Kriyas Yamsuf. Mamash, this is in Tehillim. Our fathers did not achieve an understanding through your wonders. So how do we explain this? That our people forgot Hashem's wondrous actions. He says that true faith comes from a constant recognition that Hashem is giving us his chesed and his rachamim. That Hashem is all the time giving us something. And then v'yaminu b'dvarov, then we believe and understand and have faith in his ways. Tehillim kuflov pasuk yud beis. What does that mean? He refers to a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha with Avraham Avinu. V'hem in b'Hashem. Avraham Avinu had emuna in Hashem v'yachshevel letzdoko. He reckoned it to himself as Hashem giving him something righteous. How does emuna come when you recognize that Hashem is constantly doing something for you? Ani ledozi, ledozi li. That Hashem is all the time giving us something. So we say in Tehillim, we said this morning in the davening, in Tehillim, Yud Gimel Vav, Oshira Lashem, Ki Gomal Oloi. I will sing to Hashem because He has dealt mercifully with me. By His power, and by His power He makes me feel as though it's my power. That when we're doing our office work or other things, we feel as though we're achieving something. But Hashem is making us think that, but it's really His chesed that gives us this ability. Shimu Shomayim, listen to what the heavens are saying, Devarim Lamed Aleph. Kap your ear to Hashem, listen to what He's saying, who is at all times speaking to us. This is the foundation of Emunah, that all the time you recognize Hashem is talking to us. And when we realize that everything that we can do is a gift from Hashem, then we get proper emunah. Then we're able to keep the mitzvahs properly. I mean, we once spoke about the bank robber. The bank robber, he's robbing a bank and he davens to Hashem that he should not get caught. He says, I've got emunah, I believe in Hashem. That's not emunah. Emunah is listening to Hashem and doing what he's asking us to do. He's constantly talking to us. Ani ledodi, vidodi li. And every single movement that I make is a chesed of Hashem. Every time I manage to open my mouth. I once had a teacher who said, every time I open my mouth, an idiot starts to speak. Every time I open my mouth, I am receiving a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm wrongly assuming that it's my koyach which is doing it. It's only because of Hashem's chesed that I'm able to open my mouth. It's an amazing idea. And that we are reliant on Hashem to give us that power. That we need Hashem to give us that power. And says the Kotzker Rebbe, what's the greatest punishment which Hashem gave to this evil Nochash who we spoke about earlier? The snake was punished that everything he tastes, yes?
He was given the punishment of what? He was to eat from the dust of the earth.
Yes, he was going to eat from the dust. And that everything he tastes like dust.
And because he has everything he needs, Hashem, he can't cry out to Hashem.
That's right. You hit it on the head. Because the snake doesn't need to daven. Because he's got his food wherever he goes. Whatever dust he sees, which is all over the place. So he never has to daven. Hashem says to the snake, you're never going to have the feeling again of wanting something, of needing something. You won't feel as though you have to ask me for anything. The biggest schar that we have in life is the ability to ask Hashem to give us. That is what we need to do. That when we abandon our reliance on Hashem, that is a punishment. We want to rely on Him. That's why we daven. And that's why He gives us. Ani ledodi, ledodi li. There's an interesting Medrash Talpias in Bereshis, which talks about Chanoch, the seventh generation Chanoch, after Adam Arishon. Who was an amazing tzaddik. Chazal say he didn't actually die, and there are various perushim about his tzidkus and so on. So the Midrash says about Chanoch that he was a shoemaker. That's what he did for a living. He stitched up leather to make shoes, and after every single stitch that he made a bracha to Hashem. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. He was praising Hashem after every single stitch. Now Rabbi Sol Salanter uses this to teach us the idea of honesty in business and how important it is. Because he he was making sure that when the way he ran his business affairs were correct. And the Medrash says that every time he did a stitch on a shoe, he brought Shamayim v'Oretz together. He combined heaven and earth. He was bringing Hashem and the peoples of the world close to each other. Just by doing a stitch of a shoe. Not by learning Torah the whole day, but by stitching shoes. Because by stitching the shoe, he was giving himself the realization that Hashem was giving him an ability. An ability to have the seichel. An ability to have that intelligence to make a shoe that you can walk properly on the ground. To stitch that shoe, just one stitch, is an amazing feat. Forgive the pun. So, this is not just stitching shoes, it can be anything that we do in our offices by writing a report, teaching a lesson in school. If you're a dentist, that you manage to do an implant and you put it in at the right angle. Because sometimes people make mistakes. Hashem gives us the ability, but sometimes we don't use it sufficiently. Driving a car, typing a letter, cooking a meal, it's not overdone, it's not burnt. Every single thing that we do, Hashem is giving us not just an ability, but the seichel to create that sense of balance in order to achieve the desired product. And every single one of these things which we do is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which He gives us the ability for. And emunah means constantly realizing that He is giving us that ability. And it comes out from the making of the Mishkan in Parshas Kisiso, Perek Lamed Aleph. Hashem says, Rei Karasi B'Shem Tzalel Ben Uri Ben Chulam HaTayudo Vo'amaleo Seruach Elokim. I will give it to him, that ability. It doesn't come by itself. B'chochmo U'visvuno U'vadas, with wisdom, with understanding, and with knowledge of B'chol Malacha Lachshav Machshavos, to make calculations. Hear that, mathematicians? Hashem is giving you an amazing ability. It says later, everybody who is involved in the making of the Mishkan, so that we may serve him properly. Ani ledodi, vedodi li. And Hashem gives us the Shabbos. Although we give him the covered, we're respecting him because he created the world. What do we say in our davening on Shabbos? V'rotzovonu. Hashem wants something in us, and she gives to us be'ahavol v'rotzon. He gives us that ahavo, and we say every single day habocher be'amo Yisrael be'ahavo. What's the lead up to saying the Shema, which is the foundation of Emunah, that Hashem has chosen us be'ahavo? And after saying that, we can say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because He gives us that ability to do so. So the whole of the bracha of Ahavo Rabo comes before the Shema as a prelude. My late grandfather, Rav Mordechai Goldschmidt, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once spoke about a Gemara Yerushalmi, which is at the end of Brachas. And there, the Gemara says, If you leave me for one day, I leave you for 2 days. What does that mean? Said my grandfather, if you stand in front of the mirror and you take a step back, then that reflection in the mirror also takes a step back. So although you've taken one step back, you are 2 steps away from your reflection. Hashem is saying to you, if you go away from me, I'm sorry, but I go away from you. That is a message now for Elul. But the positive side of that is that if you step forward 1 step towards the mirror, then that reflection steps towards you. So you take 1 step forward, but you are 2 steps nearer to Hashem. An amazing idea which shows Hashem's relationship to us. So Hashem is saying to us, come on, I'll make a deal with you. I'll make life easy for you, but you have to do your bit. First of all, I give you the koyach. I give you the ability. I give you the strength. Hashreinu Hashem Elecha v'noshuva. But then you come to me, and v'noshuva, then I come even nearer to you. So that's why we got the repetition of Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak v'yamek tzibecha, and then again, Kaveh El Hashem. Ani ledodi, ledodi li. The Bnei Yisoschar looks at this in an interesting way, with a gematria. He says, if you work out the gematria of Ani Ladodi Vadodi Li, you get 185. He says, if you take the gematria of Hashem's name Aleph Lamud, Kel, with a gematria mole, that means you spell out the Aleph with Aleph Lamud Fei and Lamud, Lamud Mem Dalud, add the gematria of those together and you get the same gematria of 185. Kel is the Midas Rachamim, Kel Mole Rachamim, we say. With Ani Ladodi Ladodi Li, by understanding this idea of our relationship with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not a one-way street, it's a two-way street, what do we get? We get Hashem's Rachamim. Comes Elul, Hashem is giving us a present. He's making it easy for us. It's not just like we're preparing for an exam which we have to take in school or college, which we have to pass the test for. Hashem is putting it on our plate with the Eis Rotzon, with Yemeich Slich of Rachamim, and he's giving us that Chesed with that Mid of Rachamim of 185. He comes nearer to us so that we can come nearer to him. We say Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu is we serve him, we treat him as our father. But Malkeinu, he directs us as the king. And we have this emphasis of Melech in the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, because he is giving to us, the king bestows on his followers the benefits of being under him. So now we can come back to our original question. What was our original question? And Henry asked me this. So what? Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. We had all these examples of Roshei Tevas Elul. V'Hashem ino li'odo v'samti l'cho, eslevavecho v'eslevav zarecho, ish l'reyu matonis l'zionim, echad l'chatos v'echad l'olo. We said lulei amanti l'rots b'tud Hashem v'eretz chayim. But what was this wonderful romanticism we said about Ani l'dodi v'dodi li? It's more than just a little amulet which you give your wife for your wedding anniversary to show her your love. It is the foundation of Emunah. It is, says the Kotzke Rebbe, the very substance of our Emunah in Hashem, that we recognize that every single thing we do, from opening our mouth to giving a dental implant and for writing a report or writing an essay and driving a car, and any single thing we do in our lives, that is from the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he puts on us, and then we can rebound it to Hashem in order to serve him. Ani l'dodi, v'dodi li. And with that sentiment, we can say, Hashiveinu, Hashem Elecha v'noshuvo, Chadei Shomeinu kekedem. We should all be merited to a Ksivach Simatova and a Shnas Gula v'shua. Thank you.